Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko and his Democratic opponent Dana Bolter are responding to President Trump's latest round of tariffs, including $200 billion on Chinese goods. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, over the past year, reaction to the tariffs has been mixed across the region.
Katko says he agrees with Trump trying to do something.
For generations, we've been getting our teeth kicked in by unfair tariffs, and I applaud him for trying to fix them. Now, the question is, what's the end game here?
He says it seems like the end game is working out well with reworking the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and possibly Canada.
We can't let this go on too long because it's tough on the economy in the short term for some sectors. Other sectors like Nucor Steel and Auburn, they're doing just fine.
Nucor supports tariffs on steel because it allows them to compete with cheaper steel manufacturers from countries like China. Canada's high tariffs and dairy pricing program have hurt businesses like Cayuga Milk Ingredients to the tune of $30 million. Katko says he thinks Canada overplayed their hand and the U.S. will get a better deal out of it. Bolter, Katko's Democratic challenger, says she's all for renegotiating unfair trade deals, but she says the new tariffs will cause prices to rise on everyday items. She says Katko's refusal to stand up for local farmers and consumers is helping make America look erratic and weak in the eyes of the world. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.